Someone else. All right. So Pam, do you have the script or
I do.
Okay,
I have it right in front of me. Yep.
Perfect. Whenever
and
you're
I can read it right now?
Yes.
I am calling this Bay State Road Back Bay West Area Architectural Conservation Commission public hearing to order at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31, 2023, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comments on applications via Zoom meeting platform or emailing staff at bbwcdc@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Great. Thank you, Pam. I'll just say we have Commissioner Pam Beal, Commissioner Rule Longfellow, Commissioner Terry North, and Commissioner Thomas O'Tallion present. And we have a short agenda. We have two administrative review applications. The first one is application 23.0634 BSR 470 Commonwealth Avenue at front facade replace existing wall sign. And just to show you, I think this is definitely an improvement. You can see on the left, the blue moon smoke shop sign being replaced with a dark sign with gold color letter. So definitely an improvement there.
Much better, yeah.
Much, much better.
And yeah. Our second application is application number 23.0670 BSR. 477 to 479 Commonwealth Avenue at front gardens, redesign landscape, replace walkways, and install fencing. And this is another application that I think is going to be a nice improvement to this area of the district. You can see where the two properties are located here on the map on Commonwealth Avenue. And here are some existing condition photos. And here is the design. They're going to be unifying the two front gardens of these properties, installing iron fencing to match the fencing in this area of the neighborhood, and doing planting and hardscape improvements. And you can see some of the examples here of fencing that they're going to be using as a prototype for theirs. And here are some design details of the paving colors and some additional information about the planting. And I know, Kelsey, you are here. Kelsey Kaser, is there anything you would like to add about your application?
I don't think so. I think you covered it pretty well. Thank you.
It looks great. Looks great, I think.
Very nice. We're very excited. The clients are also very excited just because they are looking forward to the updates to the area.
Looks
no,
very
it's wonderful
nice.
That the font is getting better. Yeah, I think it's lovely.
Joe, was that a transformer that was in the front of one of those? There was a gray box.
Let me see.
It is not. I'm assuming. I know it's
this year.
Right there. Yeah. Yeah. What is that?
They have some package dropping issues of like trying to keep it more secure. So that was a package drop box that they've purchased and are testing it out.
Well, that the gray box there is a package drop off.
Correct. Yes.
And is the plan to keep that in the scheme of things?
So we are thinking about incorporating it, maybe adding more depending on how their tests go, just because we've heard that sometimes the delivery people don't necessarily use it. So they wanted to first try it out before spending money on making something that's more permanent.
What is the material? Is it metal or is it plastic?
So that is metal. If we did, build a more permanent structure, we would probably do something more similar to, you see these like little wing walls that are on either side of that door.
Yep.
We would probably encase it in some sort of material that looks more like that so that it really unifies it and makes it feel like it's part of the same building and everything.
And put it, you move it closer to those wing walls, or would you leave it where?
So if you go to the plan we had, so on this plan on the right, plan south, it would be, we would extend that wing wall and then we would incorporate the south one, the one that's on the other side of the
over here.
No, sorry.
All the way down at the bottom.
All the way down. Oh, there's okay. Like a little box to the right of there. Yep. So we're thinking it would be there so that as you like come enter into the pathway and turn left, because they use this door mostly. This it's the 479 entrance. And so hopefully the package delivery guys would see it and drop it there. Uh-huh. And it would be more secure for the residents.
So the design would be intentional and try to kind of meld with the stone of the stoop there.
Exactly. Yep.
Uh-huh. So the delivery people have access, and then everyone has a key, or there's some sort of a code to get in there.
So it's basically, it would just be a key that the client, they're like trying to figure out who exactly would access it. But for the delivery people, it's just a box that you can like, it's like your normal mail carrier, like the USPS. You can open it and you just put the package into it. So they don't need a key or anything.
Oh, I see.
And then the staff would have access with a key, and then they would bring the packages inside, because there's a actually a mail delivery place they drop everything off for the students. So this is just more of like trying to keep it more secure between those times that people can't necessarily come to the door or move everything in. So it's hoping to relieve some of the daily tasks for the staff there.
But Kelsey, if you're going to do something more permanent, then you'll have to do another application for that.
Okay.
But I mean, I would hope that by installing the fence and the gates that might help with security. So maybe it wouldn't be necessary.
I hope so, but there's a lot of that in this neighborhood in particular. I see it everywhere. I see it in the Fenway, all through the Fenway too. But package theft is a big deal here. In the Braymore, the UPS, FedEx, and the USPS all have access to the lobby. So they can, so that we don't have to have everything out in the vestibule that doesn't have a lock on the outer door and can be stolen easily.
Yeah, we've talked about some other options. They just don't necessarily have the interior space to create more of like a big lobby that actually Anya is the client. So I think she just raised her hand.
Hi, I just wanted to add one other thing. In addition to the concerns about theft, one of our other large concerns is actually egress. Because what's happening today is the packages get left in the door and it blocks the path. And there's such a huge volume of packages that are coming in. We have 60 residents. And as you can imagine, with all the Amazon and other similar deliveries, the volume is excessive. So wanted to add that in addition to the theft, we're trying to solve for an egress issue as well, with that pathway being blocked by packages throughout the day.
That makes sense.
So. So do we need to do a motion excluding that piece of it now? I mean,
I don't know. We don't have an elevation for that. So maybe you could defer that to staff, and then I could work with them on an appropriate enclosure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, because it should be right. I mean, I understand the need for it, but it should look, you know, as best it can. So.
So I think two motions, one for application for the sign and one for this application.
Okay. And you want the second wanted to actually say that we defer to staff on the issue.
If you all agree with that, yes, I think.
Yeah, if Joe, if you're willing to do it, I think that would expedite things.
Also. Yes, yep.
Makes sense.
Versus waiting a month.
And you need that incorporated in the motion?
Yes, yep.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion?
Maybe let's do a motion for first for 470 Commonwealth Avenue for the sign.
Well, I'd make a motion to accept the signage.
Okay.
Per the the dark lettering, the second option.
I second that.
Perfect. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then a motion for the landscape changes at 477 to 479 Commonwealth Avenue.
And the installation of the fence, right?
Yes.
I make a motion to accept the design as presented and defer the package issue to staff.
I'll second the motion.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. And do we need to approve the minutes of the last meeting?
Yeah, and they were in May, if you can believe that. So
oh my God.
We have minutes from May 10th, 2022.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So can I have a motion to approve the minutes from May of 2022?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I second it.
Great. All in favor?
Better late
than never.
All right. So the only staff updates I have is that we are anticipating continuing with Zoom hearings going forward. At least what we've heard is it'll probably be extended until March 2025. It hasn't officially been accepted yet, but that's likely what's going to happen.
Wow. Because I just realizing when I read it that it said this month, you know,
yes.
I mean that it was expiring. So
it's a cliffhanger for all of us, but. But we're working under the impression that that's going to be extended.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Wonderful.
Makes it easier for people, I think, too. We've changed our annual meeting to remote as well. I think it also gives more people an opportunity to get to the meeting.
Hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially in February.
Yeah.
And about meeting, do we want a motion to adjourn? Or do you need us to do anything else, Joe?
Nope. If someone would like a motion to adjourn, that would be great.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second the motion. Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Wonderful to see everybody.
Yep. Thanks, everyone. Be careful out there.
Thank you.
Joe.
All right.
Joe.
Bye-bye now.
Make the call now. Because. Oh, okay. Okay, like you want to get that rolling as soon as possible. It's a serious issue.
Yeah, thank you. That's great advice. I appreciate it.
Okay, nice to see everyone. Be well. Take care.
You too.
Thank you.